there is an eerie mood on the streets of Tokyo. Just days after a massive earthquake and tsunami ravaged the region immediately to the north of the great metropolis, the emotional impact is palpable. Things may look normal here in the Ginza district of Tokyo, but for a Sunday afternoon, with such beautiful weather, you would expect at least twice as many people out here.
It's terrible, of course.
This man rushed up to us to say how badly his apartment had been damaged. But not everyone is shaken up.
I think we are safe in Tokyo. I'm not scared.
That is definitely a minority opinion in a country that has suffered what the Prime Minister has described as an unprecedented national disaster and the worst crisis for Japan since the Second World War. The triple affliction of earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear power plant crisis has ravaged the land and taken a still unknown number of lives. Nuclear fears in particular are wielding a keen psychological effect.
There is this balance where you don't want to have mass panic. We're in an essentially impossible situation, and by luck, we may come through it okay. I hope so.
Some embassies, such as the French embassy, have actually gone so far as to urge their nationals to leave the Tokyo region unless it is absolutely essential for them to stay. But Japanese politicians are not dismissing the scope of the tragedy.
As Mr. Khan said, this disaster is, I think, the worst disaster that hit Japan ever.
In the next phase, rolling blackouts will be implemented in the capital region, so the nation's renowned bright lights will be dimmed, at least for a while. Michael Penn, Press TV, Tokyo.